In just a few moments, but a pleasure to visit now with women's basketball athletic trainer Amy Cruz. And Amy, first off, how long have you been with the program?
This is actually my seventh season. So the first season I came in kind of in the middle, and this is my sixth full season of being with the team, and it's been a pleasure.
You graduated from Missouri State and went through the program?
I did. Yeah, I went to the undergraduate program, graduated with my bachelor's of sports medicine athletic training, and then I got my master's at Missouri State as well. And then they luckily wanted to keep me, so I got to come into the staff as a full-time employee.
Well, I was going to ask you anyway about the program here. I know you're an instructor here as well. Talk a little bit about the program for some of the parents that have kids that maybe want to get into that.
We actually have a wonderful program at Missouri State, and for any student that's looking to be an athletic trainer, you can do both your undergraduate and graduate degree at Missouri State University, and they have wonderful clinical sites set up so that you get a wide variety of experiences both in your undergraduate and graduate career. With the graduate school, that's kind of new, but they've had a class that's graduating this year. I think it's their first class to graduate. So it's taken off, and everybody's excited about it, and it's just a wonderful avenue and a great program if this is what you're looking to do.
You also teach a course. How do you do that and also follow a team?
You know, it's interesting, but luckily the two instructors that I teach the course with, they work with me because, you know, I'm gone a little bit with the team during this semester, and we have organized the course in a way that benefits both the students, but also so that I don't have to be gone and miss too many classes and break it up so that they do a lecture portion, a lab portion, back to a lecture portion, and back to a lab portion. So that last lab portion that I teach is when I'm not in season. So it's a little tough during the first one. I mean, it's obviously I'm working a lot with the team and then trying to fit in the class stuff too. But, you know, it seems to work out really well, and I really enjoy it.
This has been kind of an unusual season. I mean, from the beginning, new coaching staff, really new facilities at JQH Arena. I mean, there's a lot of things that are different, I'm sure, from last year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We got the wonderful pleasure of moving into the new training room in the middle of this season. And so that has been awesome to experience. The girls love, you know, the coming into the training room and being right off the gym and right off their locker room, and the coaches' offices are right there. So for communication purposes, it's absolutely wonderful. And just the new staff coming in, it's kind of just been a whole new season. Everything's just been new, and, you know, there's always the challenge of meeting everybody and getting to know everybody and getting to know their system and their routines, but it's been a good challenge. It's been a great year.
For you, does the relationship as the trainer change from one staff to another? Do they have different approaches they'd like you to use or work with?
Yeah, every coaching staff is going to utilize their athletic trainer in different ways. Ultimately, my job doesn't change, but if a coaching staff comes to me and there's something that they like to have their athletic trainer do, then I'm always more than willing to accommodate that and work it in.
In addition to that, you've also had a couple of serious injuries to deal with this year, which is not one of those things you look forward to, but two very good basketball players go down with similar injuries, and you're working on trying to get them back into better shape.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, I mean, like you said, these are not injuries that you want to occur. They're not injuries, not that you ever want them to occur, but they're kind of, in basketball, they seem to be that worst-case scenario when people think of the ACL. But ultimately, these two girls are working so hard. They have such a positive attitude. And, if you know, the way that they approach their rehab, if any athlete approaches it in that same way, they're always going to be successful and get through it.
Those are the kind of the extreme, but you work with kind of some small day-to-day injuries as well with pretty much all the players, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have, you know, a lot of injury prevention that we want to do throughout the season. When they first get started with the season, we want to make sure that they're going into it nice and strong. They have the mobility and stability and the strength and endurance that they need to start that season and make it through such a long season. And then towards the end, as their bodies are starting to kind of get tired and wear down, we don't want them to become more susceptible susceptible to injury. So we keep doing some of those injury prevention exercises, especially right before they step onto the court, to make sure those muscles are firing properly and doing what they're supposed to do to prevent injury.
Finally, we should give a nod to the rest of your staff, the guys in charge and the people you work with on a day-to-day basis.
Definitely. I have a student that is with me every year, and this year my student is Kenzie Cook. She is a wonderful girl. She's a wonderful student. She's been a Lady Bear fan probably since she was in diapers. So this has, I think, been extra special for her. But she comes and invests her time as part of the clinical program and works very hard. And, the rest of the staff also, we are team physicians and the other full times. Like, we work as a team to make sure that these athletes get the most efficient and the best care that they possibly can get.
Very good. Amy, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Best of luck the rest of the season to you and your staff.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Amy Cruz joining us on our halftime interview. When we come back, we will take a look at the first half numbers for you. Again, it's the Missouri State Lady Bear Halftime Report. Back